This is a pretty amazing story. I could say from Pipestone, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, to the Cookson Hills of Oklahoma. Let's reflect in your life with advice to students. All of these stories that I've recorded, they include hard work. So kind of reflect on your life to this point.
Well, we had loving parents. They taught me how to work. We were a Christian family. They had me very close to the church. In fact, while I was on the road traveling, the Missouri Synod had programs on television and on the radio.
The Lutheran Hour?
The Lutheran Hour I would listen to and keep me connected with my church. Those were good basic things to help me through life. I've been just very blessed. I think as far as advice would say, you know, pick your friends and have good friends and spend time with them.
You enjoyed doing what you did. Isn't that a big component, that they have to pick something that they enjoy?
That's right. When I called on flower shops, which I did 50 weeks out of the year for years, it was surprising how many times when I called on the same shop time after time that I'd call on one of the older florists and he would say, well, I'm going to retire. My son's going to take over. And go back the next year, and the man died. You know, he kept working so long and never had a chance to enjoy life. And you need to enjoy life as you go along, son. But more important, pick the job you like. So many of those fathers almost forced their kids, their sons or whatever, to stay in the business. So when he passed away, the son was already 45, 50 years old, hated the job, hated what he was doing. A lot of them stayed in the business, and I still see them. But I think it's so pathetic to go through life working at something you don't like. Even if it was inheriting a business, it's not worth it. All I can say is, if you don't like what you're doing, for goodness sakes, change, because life's too short to be doing something you don't want to do. I was very fortunate that I always loved what I was doing. Put in long hours, but they were like nothing. I mean, that
wasn't
my
work
golf.
To you, was it?
It was not work at all. It still isn't work, whatever I do. When I go to the ranch, if I brush hog, it's not really work. I love doing it. Mm-hmm. Anything I do, I like doing.
Speaking of children, how many children did you have?
I had two children. My oldest daughter passed away, Catherine, and my youngest one, Christine Marie, lives in Los Angeles, and last week we just came from her graduation of getting her master's degree from Pepperdine.
Oh.
So we're very proud of her.
So you didn't have children who were tempted to be in the floral business?
Yes, my oldest daughter wanted to be in the business, and her ambition was to run the business. And she did work for us for a while, but she needed to really be on her own for a period of time first, which she did do, because she was always the boss's daughter. She was a good, very smart employee, but she needed to be able to make her own first and then be able to come back, and she just didn't get back.
You've been highly honored by the floral industry, numerous awards inducted into the Oklahoma Heritage Hall of Fame. You contributed to your home school district in Pipestone. Tell us about that.
Well, they were needing a new school, but they were having a hard time past the bond issue to get it done. They were also going to move the public library in with the school so they could utilize the equipment and everything at the same location. My classmate who's there asked if we'd help them, and so we donated a little over $1 million with the understanding that the bond issue would pass and that they would build a new building. I think it helped push that building to happen. It's a great facility and very up to date.
Had to make you feel really good that you could come back there and
Absolutely.
Contribute to the community that really sent you off in life.
Yes, I had a great education there.
So how would you like to be remembered?
Well, that I always did the best I could, I guess you might say.
I could help you with that, because you built a stellar reputation. You were honest. You were a man of your word. You made a promise. You followed through. You built tremendous trust among the florists, among your staff. So what I'm saying is the way people will always remember you.
Well, I know we had a reunion, even though we sold in 94. Last summer we had a reunion of all the employees. They were all welcome. And I don't know how many hundred showed up from I don't know how many states. That was just a great time. And what a way to remember my employees and them to remember me. It was just a great time.
Well, Oklahoma is fortunate to have had you come down here You escaped the harsh winters of Minnesota, right. As I understand all of that myself, and I love Oklahoma myself, and the climate, the major contributions you've made to this state are enormous, and I'm going to put myself in charge of speaking for the state right now, and we say thank you for what you've done and how you've represented this state.
Well, thank you. The state has been good for me. As I tell everyone, I selected Oklahoma. I knew I would like the people here, and I'm here by choice. And it was a great choice. It was the best choice I could have made. Oklahoma's been good to me. Life has been very good to me. And I thank everyone for it.